The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
That's when I said, can you hear me? I figured an answer would have been appropriate.
I mean, I can hear you. It just sounds like shit.
It's temporary, man.
How temporary?
Well, because we're just starting the show. That's how we have to start the show a certain way.
Okay. Do you own any shirts with sleeves?
No, they disappear. Remember? That's my whole thing. The sleeves disappear as soon as I put them on.
But I mean, where do they go? Is there like a pile of
Oakley sleeves? It's like sleeve heaven, man.
Wow. So when you die, which hopefully is not...
I'm going to be reconnected to all my sleeves. Oh,
I was going to say, hopefully not soon, but I mean, if you die, I hope you find all your sleeves.
I got that to look forward to.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. It is episode number 177. I am your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois. I truly and sincerely hope that everybody is doing well all around the world. Oh, wait for it. Oh, let me turn the music down. And thank you for being here. I am joined by my co-host, the doctor with the most lawsuits against him. It is the one and only Dr. Harvey Tiberius Ocho III. Good evening, Ocho. It's good to see you again, buddy.
I'll have you know that I just won 8 lawsuits in the last month. Therefore, I am no longer the doctor with the most lawsuits against me right now.
Oh, shit. Well, thanks for the update. I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you for correcting yourself.
I texted you on Sunday, Oge, because I was watching the cricket game with the Cape Cobras. I know you're a big fan of them. It's a huge team in South Africa. And they made some really boneheaded plays. And I even texted you. I was like, what the hell was that play called?
Yeah, would you expect me to text you back when you're ripping on me when I'm like freaking knee deep in a vital cricket game? Like I get like trolling and whatnot, but like, you know how important the Cape Cobras are to me.
So no, I know.
You can't like, and first of all, I don't respond to you anyway. So why do you come here and say, hey, why didn't you respond to my text when I'm not going to anyway? You could have said, how's your mom? And I'd have been like, don't talk about my mom or something. I don't know. I wouldn't have said that either, because I probably wouldn't have responded, because you don't care about my mom either. I know you don't.
No, I do. I do, actually. How is your mom?
You're using me. She's bad. How about that?
That sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
Are you?
Worse.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Worse than the Cape Cobras or?
It's a toss-up. It's a major toss-up. But that's all right. You know, the Cobras have next week. My mom doesn't. But I know who my mom is, unlike most people.
Or Mark, really. He is. Or actually, he knows who his mom is. He doesn't know who his dad is.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I know. That's horrible.
Hey, what if after everything, maybe the mom was lying?
Maybe. Maybe he was a test tube baby.
That could be.
That would be fucked up.
That was big back in the 80s.
That would be fucked if Lucy wasn't his mom, too. Like, I mean, that kid's gone through a lot anyway. Like, I don't know.
But if anybody could handle it, it would be him, though, right? Like, given the thick skin he's got. I know he's a diplomat, too. He wants everybody to get along. He wants everything to work well. Yeah,
that's true.
So, I don't know. Maybe he would just figure out a way to, like, say, like, well, look, you raised me and breastfed me and gave me cakes every week for all my wins.
I wonder if he still gets cake.
If he wins, but...
I mean, I don't even know if she doesn't listen to the show, or they're behind in episodes.
Well, no, so. That was it. Maybe just now they're catching up.
Yeah, that sucks.
Been a while, like 8 weeks, I think, something like that.
6 to 8 weeks. I'm thinking, you know, he doesn't know who his dad is. He's no longer the top 5 champion.
Is there a brother we can confide in?
He has many relatives. In fact, one of them will be on the show later on for the top 5. Oh. But think about this, though. All right, he's not the champion. He doesn't know who his dad is. He thought it was Jacques, and it's not. Uncle Tim's been using him for years and years. Obviously banged his mom and married her. And now if they're catching up in episodes, his weekly cake allotment's going to run out. Like, what more does this kid have to go through? Like, I don't know if he's going to make it through this.
It's almost like somebody get him a bottle of Xanax or something like that, because that is some hard time.
I got plenty, but I don't know if we'll get across the border. They're really tight on that. Speaking of tight, Ocho, that Patriots game last night, that was pretty close. It was a lot closer than I thought it would be.
Today's Thursday. What are you talking about last night?
Kayfabe, bro. Kayfabe. Oh. I thought Tom was going to light up. You think the rain had a lot to do with it?
I think maybe, but I really think the scheme did too. I mean, let's not forget the Patriots, their defense is not bad.
No, they're decent.
Their offense is not great. So they're a balanced team, I guess you'd say.
But I mean, I guess Bill and Josh McDaniels obviously knew enough about Tom Brady for the last 20 years.
Right. So. Knowing someone's nuances helps, but the story was fun. The story was fun. It made me watch. I was super intrigued in it. Super fun game, and again came down to the wire too. So
it did.
I mean, the whole point was they were like, well, this will tell if it was Brady or if it was Belichick. No, you're not going to say it's probably like just a teensy bit over one half of Brady and a teensy bit under one half of Belichick. Because I got a feeling Belichick's going to field a winner in the next couple years.
No, I think
not a dynasty, but a winner.
No. I think he will, but I mean. Fourth down, you got to go for that. Mm. You don't punt the ball there.
100%. 100%.
And that could have changed the entire game. So, yeah.
Gutless.
Gutless. Yeah, I can't believe Bill coached like that. Anyway, the reason I brought that up is because...
He was probably going to look for a loophole, like a delay a game or something like that, I feel like.
He brought the punt team out there after the commercial and then rushed them off the field, and then they called a timeout anyway.
Right. And then almost have no time to freaking
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. The reason I bring it up is because it's going to be part of my bad. So not that part, but part of the game will be part of my bad.
So your part, it's going to be that Bill Belichick outcoached himself maybe a little bit.
No, you'll see. You'll like it. Trust me. I'm going to go off.
I don't like much about you, actually. Well, so I probably won't.
That's fair. I think we should get into the top five now.
During the Roman era, thousands used to flood the Colosseum to watch two gladiators go head-to-head in a fight to the death. Now, the stakes are even higher. There can be only one top five champion.
There can be only one.
This is the RTW Top 5 Challenge.
Ocho, my boner is back, and you're going to be in trouble.
Why? Is it going to go through, like, the computer screen or something? Because I'm on location.
It could. I really love that song.
Why am I in trouble? Because you are now going to pass out from lack of blood flow.
You're a doctor, right? So what do they say, like, after 3 hours, like, if it doesn't go down, you got to see a doctor? Can I come to your house if that happens?
They come to your house, and they fix it, Rob, actually. Yeah, they put a rubber band on it. But, are we going to be here for 3 hours that I would know this?
It's possible. I mean, we have been known for some marathons.
I'm here 10, 20 minutes, 88 minutes at a most, and then I'm gone, brother.
Okay. No, that's cool. Let's introduce the champion. Why do you look so
That was a great intro, man.
Why do you look so disinterested, Ouch?
Because I hate this.
Okay.
I tell you this every week.
I know. You think I would get it by now. Introducing the reigning defending, slightly disputed, rarely defeated, RTW Top 5 Challenge Champion, the pride of Maximal Island. It is El Barba Maximo. Bonjour. Welcome back to the show. Good to see you, champ. You look good tonight.
Yeah. Yes. You're welcome for being here. My looks are always better than yours. So that's not much of a compliment coming from you, but
agreed.
Thank you.
Nice. Sorry, this fucking thank you shit. It's good to see you. It's good to have you back.
That's what you're offended about. You're offended about the thank you, not the fact that he ripped on your ugliness. So
no, I'm getting tired of I know I'm ugly. I'm getting tired of the fucking thank you shit. So anyways, we need to have that shirt. Eli needs to get on that. Introducing, we have a new challenger, Ocho. I have kept this secret from, well, I texted you, but you never fucking answered me, but.
You could keep a secret by telling everybody, and I still won't know, because I won't care.
Fair. No, that's fair. Hailing from somewhere in Canada, I'm not quite sure. I'm assuming it's somewhere in the Toronto, Ontario area.
Wait. This is the first person from Canada and not Canada.
Did I say Canada?
Well, there now I'm already intrigued, because you actually said Canada.
I suck at this show. I really do. You're right, Ocho.
No, I know.
No, this show sucks. Okay. It fucking sucks.
The first step is admitting something. So that's
no, I just bad. Did. Like, yeah, the fucking show is horrible. Let me unmute him, because if I don't, he'll never be able to talk. Welcome to the show. First-time competitor for the RTW Top 5 Challenge. It is Roberto Marksman. Good evening, sir.
Well, yes, it's so good to have me here today. I can't believe what I had to go through to get on. I mean, Eli said he needed a sample. I didn't understand what the sample was, but then he explained to me that you were testing all contestants to see if they were Mark's dad. And I tried to explain to him, how could I be his dad? I'm 5 years younger than him.
We do.
Well, I said, take the sample then. So.
Yeah. We actually do have those results.
What sample was it? Was it stool? Was it?
Well, you remember what happened 2 weeks ago, right?
I know yours, but again, I'm out of the loop, so I just want to know. So you're talking the same
sample,
you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not the same sample, a different sample,
right?
Same.
No, it was a baby batter sample.
Yeah. Let's actually get the results. Let's not waste any time.
You are not the father.
All right, so you are not the father. Congratulations, Roberto.
How many people listening, by the way? Anything? No, I'm cutting you off. I'm sorry. I got to do this. How many people listening actually heard the drum roll and then wanted to say, it's the Muppet Show with a very special guest star, Sylvester Stallone. Yay!
Woo! I don't think anybody gets that reference. I mean, I do.
No one knows the Muppet Show?
I mean, I'm old. I mean, these two guys are youngins. So, well, I mean, I don't know how old Roberto is.
That drum roll.
Anyway,
the Muppet Show is a staple of the Junior Society in Maximo Islands.
Junior? It's on loop at CC's Pizza over there.
No, it is, actually. It is. It's the only thing they play. Roberto, you did not win anything, sir, but you didn't lose anything either. So, I mean, you're even.
Well, I guess I won the good feeling I had when I closed my eyes.
Yeah, okay. So there's that.
For the sample we're talking, I guess?
Yeah, that too.
What did they use? Or did you have to do it yourself? Was there an apparatus?
No, Eli said hands on your head and close your eyes.
Oh.
Oh, damn. Right on.
Oh, so he spit it in the spittoon, and then that's okay. There's probably going to be, well, no, Eli's not the dad either then, I guess.
We haven't gone there yet.
He said he could be my daddy.
Oh, boy.
I think that was just to get you to get the, you know, sample. That might have been.
Okay, so. Tonight's
so
top
that.
So there's that. Yeah, thanks, Ouch. Fuck is that?
That's it. That's my mom singing upstairs.
She's very good.
She's going to try out for Canada's Got Talent.
No shit. I saw that once. Yeah. I think your Aunt Lucy was on that.
No, I think you're confused. I think that was Canada's going to see her talents. All the neighborhood kids, they talk about it.
Her milkshakes do bring everybody to the yard. Tonight's top five.
And then we all watch the movies that she makes.
Damn it. What relation are you to the Marksman family? Like, where do you fall down the tree?
Well, I was about 2 when I fell out of that tree.
Okay. Ocho, you got anything? Can you bail me out of this?
No, this is your debacle.
Yeah, it's great. Eli, he's
booking. I'm here to ref a freaking show, dude. I don't know what other nonsense is supposed to happen, but
I got
a great beginning.
We did. Amazing beginning. Legendary, actually. Yeah. I got to make sure Eli stops booking these guests. Tonight's top five topic is top five Star Wars movies. Top five Star Wars movies. Ocho, as always, you are the resident referee, the official for this contest. Please, sir, decide who you would like to go first.
I can't do it this week. I got a lot on my mind.
Okay. Would you like me to do it?
No, I'll do it.
Okay.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roberto. Six goes first.
Oh, how many weeks are we going to keep doing this salt six thing? Jacquez is not here tonight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, then Maximo goes first. He's the champ.
Right on. El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number five, top five greatest Star Wars movies of all time?
Well, Del Barba's number five is a classic film that came out in the 1985s. It is with the human orphan, Sindel Tawani. She is helping the Ewoks protect their village against the Marauder groups. Unfortunately, many Ewoks die in the processes. But eventually, everyone comes together with some Navid and Dorians, and they defeat the Marauders, and they bring the sorceress to justice. This is the Ewoks' Battle for Endor.
That's a movie?
Made for TV, yes.
Yeah, there was two of them with those Ewoks.
Yes, this was the sequel.
Really?
Does that count, Ouch?
It's a feature length. It's a whole hour and a half.
All right, okay, all right.
Is this like the Minions on Despicable Me or something like that? Like, is that kind of one of those takeoffs? Or
yes, it was Ewoks spinoffs filmed on the moon of Endor.
Oh, man.
Right. No, he's right.
There's moons. There's Endor. I wonder how much the E-Runs would have done, but I guess I'll have to take that.
All right. Fair enough. Roberto Marksman, what do you have for your number five, top five Star Wars movies of all time?
Well, my number five, it was made by Lucasfilm. I don't know if you heard of them. And it is one of the first standalone Star Wars movies ever made. And in a time of conflict, a group of unlikely heroes band together on a mission to steal the plans to the Death Star. And you may know this as Rogue One, a Star Wars story.
Forgot about that one, actually, Ro. Yeah, no, that's well, that's pretty
good. It's funny, he says you may know this one, but yeah. No, I don't.
No, I knew it, I just forgot about it. So we have Ewoks 2, The Battle for Endor, and then we have Rogue One. Ocho, what do you got on this one?
Domo arigato, Mr. Roberto is up 1-0 because I fucking said so. Fucking bell, you dumb fuck. You're a dumb fuck. I fucking hate you. I hate everybody here. No offense, guys, but I fucking hate this shit.
Roberto Marksman, you are up 1-0. Congratulations. I don't think we've ever had a new guest on this show ever go up 1-0. That's quite the feat. El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number four, top five greatest Star Wars movies of all time?
Well, El Barba's number four, he feels this movie is bringing back the old feelings of the Star Wars. It does tell a great story of getting plans to the Death Star and filling some plot holes as to why there was the stupid weak points. As mentioned in Roberto's number five, this is El Maximo's number four. It is the Rogue One Star Wars story.
What are the odds, Ouch, that both these guys would have the same answer, but just in a different number?
It is clearly better than the Ewok movie.
I said Ouch. Did I say fucking Barba?
Considering,
God damn.
The odds are very good considering there's only like freaking eight of these to pick from.
Apparently, there's more than I thought. I thought there were nine, but apparently, there's like, I don't know, 12, 15.
Well,
16,
I mean,
18.
Of course, you could make up the Ewoks mooned Endor and like blew up Alderaan on purpose and then all fornicated with each other and had freaking little Ewok inbreeds that had one eye and couldn't freaking do anything. So there's that.
Roberto Marksman, what do you have for your number four top five greatest Star Wars movies of all time?
Yeah, so my number four, takes place following an assassination attempt on Padme, and Jedi Knights Anakin and Obi-Wan have to investigate a mysterious plot that could change the galaxy forever. It was released in 2008 and features the father of Boba Fett in a classic all-time movie battle scene. It's Star Wars Attack of the Clones.
Is that really 2008? God, I feel like it's older than that. Wow. Before we get on to that, which I do have a question for Mr. Marksman, you have a very interesting accent.
Well, I thought so too. Southern,
like Southern Canada? Like, where are you from originally?
Canada.
Right on.
You know, he's almost, remember the Pepperidge Farm commercial? Like, I kind of feel like he should be, like, you know, hauling horses and doing a little chuck wagon kind of gimmick.
I agree. Yeah. Or Orville Redenbacher, like, with some popcorn.
Oh, yeah. When the father and son used to touch each other's penises. Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Or Colonel Sanders with my favorite, you know, fried chicken.
Who used to touch your penis, and I agree, yeah.
Who do you think should win this round, Ocho? We have Rogue One, once again. And then Attack of the Clones.
Well, I mean, if it wasn't good enough that I picked Rogue One again, it's also the fact that you can't say Boba Fett because it's actually fat shaming. So it should be Boba Skinny. And the character is already demeaning to those, you know, who are overly sensitive to their glandular problems. So that's an easy one. We're tied up at one apiece.
Congratulations, champ. You are on the board. It is all tied up 1-1. What do you have?
Shouldn't Bounty Hunter be skinny, by the way?
Shit. Ocho, come on.
Shouldn't they think about it?
I mean, yeah, really. No, that's fair. No, I know. I agree. No, I agree.
Listen, I can't just freaking wait my turn. I got to just throw the shit in when I got it. So go.
You need to drink. You need to drink more. You're very angry.
Okay.
El Barbara Maximo. What do you have for your number three top five greatest Star Wars movies or TV shows of all time?
Well, this film, it proves that you always have the advantage when you have the high ground. Because obviously Obi-Wan had the high ground and took advantage, which caused Anakin's epic heel turn. And there's also, it inspired a new combo at the CC's. It is called, special kids meal for cyanide pizza and antifreeze milkshake. It is Order 66. This is coming from the film of the Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith, which is actually my favorite of the prequels, against, what the fuck did Marksman say? What was yours, Marksman?
I haven't even gone yet.
It's his turn, you fruity ass.
Well, that would be why I didn't know what his answer was. That makes a lot of sense.
I think what happened was because there were so many S's that the microphone of Barba Maximo blew the eardrum of you out. So that's why you forgot that it was Domore Gato Mr. Roberto's turn.
Thank you. Roberto Marksman, what do you have for your number three top five greatest Star Wars movies of all time?
Yes, so this movie happened 30 years after the Battle of Endor, and a new threat comes to light by the villainous Kylo Ren. And meanwhile, we get to see a young Rey who has powers that will change her life and possibly save the galaxy. And this movie made billions and billions at the box office, and I know this because I hear it often when I'm over at my cousin Marky's house with my Uncle Timbo, he says this movie title quite often when he's looking at my aunt, and he goes, "The Force Awakens."
I don't get it.
If Uncle Tim was here, he would explain it.
All I know is they go upstairs and play Star Wars battles in the bedroom. There's a lot of, "You're killing me, you're killing me." And then he's like, "Look at this lightsaber. He's going patoo, patoo. It's a crazy time. We're not allowed in there to watch, though. They said it's adults only.
Can you see like a big bright light coming out of the door jamb on the bottom if like you're outside the door? I got to figure like it's probably awfully and shadows running around. Like it's probably scary for you, right?
Yeah, like normally I think they're playing by themselves, but sometimes there's like 4, 5, 6 shadows coming.
And they're not action figures. They're like legit, you know, characters.
Well, I don't know if my Uncle Timbo can play 5 or 6 voices at once, but sounds like it.
Damn, that's a busy time. I mean, shit.
So there's that.
All right. Ouch. What do you got for this one? We got the Sith. Something about Attack of the Sith, Revenge of the Sith, Return of the Sith, Friday the Sith. And then whatever the fuck you said. Force Awakens, sorry. Tough decision you have to make.
Where were you? Like literally, you're walking. It's an audio podcast, but like Rob's gone. He's not listening. I don't think his headphones are on. He's looking around. He's trying to find like the bolt to his chair because it's freaking falling apart. Probably. This is horse shit.
So I bought this scented like diffuser thing. It's supposed to put.
Oh,
some,
we're doing this again, and now already it's making him high as balls.
No, you're supposed to put some oil in it, and it's supposed to heat it up, and you know it's supposed to make the room smell. Fucking thing isn't working right. It's not heating up, so I'm a little aggravated.
Well, maybe it's working, but it's just losing the battle. I mean, you got to think of that too.
Yeah. No, there's that.
Like when you got how many years of Popeye's chicken in you? Because I have the same problem. You know, I put a deodorant on, and it's like, nope, I give up, and it literally walks off my armpits.
I can see that, by the way. I can see that happening.
No, of course, because I don't wear sleeves. It's not that I don't want to wear sleeves. It's just I put a shirt on. The sleeves just disappear. They go away. They're afraid. I can't wait to go to sleeve heaven. Kylo Ren gets a bad rap. He's not a bad guy. He gives out Christmas cards. He pays for – he's almost like George Steinbrenner in a way. Like he would – he plays a character – that's vicious, but he's still a nice guy underneath. So Barba wins this one. He's up 2-1. Don't ring the fucking bell, you idiot. You motherfucker.
El Barba Maximo, you are up 2-1. What do you have for your number 2? Top 5 greatest Star Wars movies of all time.
Hang on, before anything, you're really doing this now with your freaking aromatherapy thing. You're going to do this right now.
I'm reading the box. In the middle of a show. It didn't come with directions, so... You're the ref. You can handle it. You don't need me here anyway. Just, Barbara, what you
Nobody
got for your number?
Need you here.
Barbara, what do you got?
Okay, without this number 2, there would be no Star Wars franchise to be of celebrating or top 5-ing. It is the introduced us to many epic characters that we now all know and love, like Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia, and you know, all the ones we love, Aunt Beru. Her burnt skeletons. This is a new hope.
Oh, boy.
I'm confused.
That doesn't take much. Did somebody, like, ring a bell?
A New Hope is episode 4. So saying we wouldn't have the rest of that without A New Hope, technically we wouldn't have anything without, you know, the first one. Yeah, right.
Yes, and can you believe that Mark Hamill, he had never seen a Star Wars movie before taking the role of Luke Skywalker for this film.
Huh. Well, he's a true pro. Roberto Marksman, what do you have for your number 2, top 5 Star Wars movies of all time?
Yes, so my number 2 features Luke Skywalker leading a mission to rescue his friend Han Solo from the clutches of Jabba the Hutt, while... the Emperor seeks to destroy the rebellion once and for all with a second dreaded Death Star, this time without the glitch from the first one. And on top of that, this movie features the debut of the lovable Ewoks. It's Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
You know, Ocho, that is actually my favorite of all the, you know, 15, 16 movies.
This is the hardest question I've ever had to answer. This is way worse than when I butchered when the guy's birthday was March and not April. mm-hmm. or not May. Or this is brutal. Like,
the whole show is brutal.
You're brutal, but this separates the men from the boys. Because, I mean, I love redemption. Like, when you screw something up, when you build an entire Death Star and somebody blows it up because there's a 3 meters wide shaft that you can throw a laser down, and then you come back from it. How many times we've been putting, like, a little freaking dresser together, and it falls apart after, like, halfway, and we're like, screw it, I don't want it, and you go get something done different, right?
Yeah, right.
But these people said, you know what? Here we are in outer space. We learned how to freaking breathe. We all wear the same outfit, so nobody can tell who's the freaking guy who is working the least and who's working the most.
And they build the same fucking exact thing, like an exact replica.
They almost got there. Yeah. And I know all this stuff purely from Family Guy. But man, I just... But the original of 4... which, again, was a sequel to many others, was the original. So, damn it all. I mean, dude, they blew up a planet.
They did, yeah.
Amazingly.
I know.
Into smithereens.
Yeah.
How much ass do you think Han Solo got with that freaking Millennium Falcon, too? Like, just pulling up going bar hopping, being like, yeah, I'm going to park this bad boy right here and just freaking chase skirts and... freaking drug some puss. Roberto Marchman wins this one because I love redemption. Fucking bell. Motherfucking bell. Fuck the fucking bell. I fucking hate the bell. I hate Le'Veon Bell too. Fuck you.
We are down to the final answer. It is tied 2-2, which very rarely happens on this show. Ocho, do the top number one thing.
Shut up.
There can be only one. Number one. Top five. Greatest Star Wars movies of all time.
There can be only one.
El Barba Maximo, your reputation is on the line. You're representing 3/4 of Maximal Island. RTW still does not recognize you as their leader, but we're working on that. Together we will.
That is why they're just Commonwealth.
True.
But the CC's franchise too, right?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
We barely touched on that.
Together, through all of our hard work, we will achieve full Maximo peace. What do you have for your number one, top five greatest Star Wars movies of all time?
Well, Maximo's number one, it is the feature debut of El Barba Maximo's most favorite character of Star Wars. It is the Boba Fett, the first Mandalorian you are introduced to. It is the Star Wars Christmas special.
Oh, Joe, do you want to remind him about the whole, you know, Fett thing?
Look, it's still a character name. I can't. It's just. It should have been. Don't fat shame. That's all I'm saying.
And Barba is also a Fett, so it is okay.
Barba is a Fett. That's true.
He is. Are you a Boba though?
The Barba.
Barba Fett.
Barba Fett. Okay. Well, shit. That does. Wow. That flips the script. That flips the pancake.
And Barba is allowed to say it.
Fuck! I didn't even think about that. That's on me. And again, look, I'm always learning. I love to learn every day.
Thank you for being so open.
Roberto Marksman, you are a new competitor on the top five. You are a proud member of the quite branchy Marksman family. While we don't know what part of Canada you hail from, you have quickly become very endearing.
And we love your Milanos.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think you may be our favorite of the Marksman family. What do you have for your number one top five greatest Star Wars movies of all time?
You know, before I begin here, I just want to say that sometimes I hear my aunt say to my Uncle Tim, your Boba is very fat. So maybe you should talk to her about the fat shaming.
Or maybe she should have answered the questions for the Star Wars thing. Maybe she's a Star Wars fan.
Maybe she is. Yeah.
Or maybe that's going to be a new OnlyFans. Man, I wish Uncle Tim was here.
I wish he could be here to kind of explain all that too. So,
yeah. But honestly, it's more fun not knowing, because usually we get the insider info, and then I already look up and I look up the what's in queue, and I see like 10 episodes of things we already talked about that I already know what's going to happen. So maybe it is better. Almost like Mark's mom not knowing if he won or lost. He would say he won for like, you know, 8 weeks in advance, something like that. So
yeah.
I'm roundabout, but I get it. And you get it. Now go.
Yes. So this, my number one, it's a movie that takes place 1,000 years since the last evil struck down on the galaxy. And while this evil's brewing, a Jedi Knight named Qui-Gon Jinn discovers a young slave boy who's unusually strong with the Force, who really knows how to ride a pod. And actually, I think my Uncle Tim once said my Aunt Lucy knows how to really ride a pod. So maybe she could have been in that movie. But, you know, speaking of this young slave boy, you know, I'm reminded of a quote from the great Weird Al Yankovic. And he said, maybe Vader someday later. Now he's just a small guy. This film is the debut of Anakin Skywalker alongside one of the most beloved CGI creatures in the history of all movies. The movie, Misa the Phantom Menace.
Ocho, we've been through a lot of these top fives, right? I mean, we've done quite a bit.
8 months of them, I think, something like that.
6 to 8 months. I don't think we've ever had a more contentious number one in the history of this show. I don't remember what Barba said, but Roberto really laid it all out there on the line. Like, I don't think anybody, short of Mark, has ever been that detailed about an answer before.
Well, let Barbara repeat it. So
yeah, what'd you say, Barbara? I totally forgot.
It's not the last person who speaks wins. It's right. You know, an even Steven.
No, of course.
And Barbara's number one is the epic film known as the Star Wars Christmas Special.
Ah, that's right. Christmas Special. Got it. Okay. So we have the very first, although according to Barbara, it's not the first, but it's actually the first episode. That came out of nowhere. Sorry.
No, it came out of your throat. And
No, it did come out of nowhere. But I mean, it snuck up on me. I didn't expect it at all.
You laughed at it. Makes it kind of funny, actually. So
it reminds me of Elf. Like, did you hear that? No, it shocked me because I didn't expect it to come out like that.
You already hit a segue that I was fixing to go into.
Oh, fuck. All right. By the way. Okay, that's fair. So, Star Wars Christmas Special. And then the episode one. What was it called again, Mark? Attack of the Clones or some shit like that?
The Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace, that's right. The worst movie of all time. What do you got, Ouch?
There was no sausages in it.
No, there weren't.
No worst. No.
No, there wasn't. No, he's right. So it's not the worst.
Phantom Menace was like the restart of this whole wonderful franchise. Ocho's a Christmas, Mark. Barbara wins this one, 3-2. That was dumb. You ruined the celebration. I hate this place.
Before we get to the official festivities, we have to make it officially official. Let's go down to ringside with the official voice of RTW Main Event, Mr. Howard Schwinkter. That was the wrong. See? All right. Sorry.
The time of the fall, 10 minutes, 42 seconds, because he can't hit the right button. Barbara Maxima wins. Christ.
El Barbara Maximo! You are still the reigning, defending, slightly disputed, rarely defeated RTW Top 5 Challenge Champion. How does it feel to retain your title once again?
Yeah, it feels very good, just like every day El Barba's championship. El Barba went out and he chipped off some more gold and bought himself a nice little sword.
Holy shit, that thing, wow, that's bigger than the last time I saw it.
Yes, it is a very good reward for being championship. It is taking place of a title belt. It is nice, sharp, pointy, and protects me very well in Maximo Island against the RTW Crusaders.
There's also
how come when Barbara Maximo pulls out something, we don't go, oh, no, but yet a couple of weeks ago, you know, what was, I think it was Mark's other
Cojones?
Uncle or something like that, pulled out his, yeah, the Cojones, and yet we were like, oh, God, put that away. So don't be hypocritical, Rob. You can't let one guy pull out one thing and say, look at how sharp and pointy and long this is, and then flame another guy for saying, look how sharp and pointy and soft this is.
Oh, Joe.
You're being hypocritical.
No, I'm not. I got very up close and personal with that sword 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Technically, like, it is a rapier.
Technically, he's right.
Well, all right.
Although he did not rapier me. But
whose ear did he rape?
Well, that's for another
story. And why is that a part of, like, a protocol on Maximo Island? This is a place that's of peace and love and CC's pizza. Like, who wants to freaking rape after eating pizza? Come on, guys.
All the boars are gone, so, I mean, it gets lonely.
All right, so the selection's a little less, but good point.
Roberto Marksman, unfortunately, you fell just a little bit short in this top five competition, but I do appreciate you being here. You know, when it comes to the Marksman family and really just top five rules in general, you can come on as many times as you want. There's plenty of excuses in the top five handbook. So if you feel like you want to come back next week, fuck it. Who cares? We can book it right now. We can have a return matchup because I really think you had a legitimate chance to beat Barba. Would you like to come back next week and try your luck again?
Listen, if Eli's going to keep sending me $200 American in the mail, I'll come 200, out here every
what the
week.
Fuck? Eli! 200, really?
He said he was desperate.
No, well, no, that's true. No, yeah. I didn't get back from Maximo Island until yesterday, so we really didn't have time to... No, that's on me. That's fine.
Well, I mean, who knew you were even coming back after the freaking pizza flying through the air and everything?
You literally fucking talked to me for like 8 minutes last week.
And then we went off air just out of nowhere. So I was a scared, like most people were.
By the way, I teased that we were going to have a very, very special guest, an icon from the world of sports and entertainment. Unfortunately, due to certain events that
pizza
have
restrictions.
No, certain events have come to light. Ric Flair was not allowed to be here because he's been canceled. But that would have been fun to have the Nature Boy here. But unfortunately, you know, because of the dark side of the ring, and,
yeah,
you know, apparently he made some chick, you know. Touched the baby.
You know, Miami Vice never did that to people. How come Vice is like shining this bad light?
Why did people get canceled from something else, you know, 25 years ago?
Well, Charles Manson shouldn't be canceled because he murdered Sharon Tate. How many years ago? As of like 2005, for some reason, I dissect a movie and go, that wouldn't fucking happen because I got so wrapped up in 80s movies that were so bad,
yeah,
but yet so good.
That's true.
When you watch it now, you're like, there's no way that would have fucking happened. Like, Rocky wouldn't have blocked one fucking punch. Are you shitting me?
We've talked about this. Like, you're a fan of How Did This Get Made, right? The podcast?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You and I need to do.
Last Dragon was one of them. Yeah. Like, fucking.
We need to do a show like that and just have you fucking break down
movies. We're just not as good, though.
No. Not at all. But it'd be fun to do.
But
welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the second segment of this edition of the Main Event. Still have not put up an RTW Rewind. Probably going to be fired from Hameen Media Group here one of these weeks. I don't think Ben even knows I haven't been putting a show out. But I do have two other podcasts I would like to plug real quick, which we haven't really plugged that much on this show. One being our bowling show, with my best friend, Johnny Petraglia Jr., and Dr. Ocho. It's called Straight Up 5. Very, very enlightening show. If you know nothing about bowling at all, have a listen to the show.
There's nothing about lightning either.
No.
So
just, no, well, that's true.
Don't let him like
but if,
try and trick you in there.
But if you want to know a lot about the sport of bowling, then who better to learn from than the son of a living legend and really one of the greatest bowlers of all time himself, who could have been a pro but just chose not to be. That's Johnny Jr. That drops every Friday. Where, Ocho?
It dropped out of the sky. It dropped in my freaking in-ground pool. I found a podcast in the pool. I was vacuuming the pool 2 weeks ago. I found a podcast when I backwashed the pool. That was amazing. Anywhere podcasts are found.
I also have a podcast with former WWE NXT referee Drake Wirtz, who was fired from Woke Wrestling Entertainment for his political views and, as he says, for being white. He is now running for state representative in District 30 in Florida. He's a proud conservative, a proud patriot, a great family man, and really just a badass guy. He literally had like 70 death matches. Guy's tougher than nails. Drake and I cover the topical stuff, what's going on with COVID, what's going on with the president, the border crisis. We also get into his campaign and his beliefs. It's a really, really good show. It's called Uncancelled with Drake Wirtz. Drops every Friday, ad-supported, anywhere podcasts are found, or you can get it ad-free and early on Tuesdays on patreon.com/uncancelledpodcast. And in the higher tiers, listen to this, Ouch. He will tell you everything that went down in his 7-year run in NXT as a referee and as working in talent relations. He will tell stories, quite frankly, that nobody else had the balls to tell because most other wrestlers are looking for that one more run, brother. He's not worried about that. He does not want to go back to that company. So he is letting everybody know what went on behind the scenes with Triple H, with Matt Bloom. He'll even tell you what was in his earpiece during the matches that he called. Very, very good stuff that you can find for just $10 a month. And we'll also do watch-alongs of his matches that he refereed. We have already done a couple watch-alongs of his death matches. Very compelling stuff. He's a very compelling character. Patreon.com/uncanceledpodcast. I know I don't plug that much here, Ocho. It's always a fun, happy-go-lucky comedy show. That's the stuff that
people really would want to hear.
Like, yeah, because this show
sucks. Behind the scenes is legit what everybody... Yeah, I mean, besides, you know, you don't have to trash this show while plugging another show, but I'll do that. Just the fact that, like, you do want to hear what was going on in his earpiece when he's got to call a freaking finish or just the freaking politics of... Yeah, that's why... Look, how many wrestling DVDs freaking sold millions of copies because they got all the behind-the-scenes footage of... Yeah. You know, the life and times of such and such and what they had to go through in there. It's always the backstory. Or remember that wrestling roundtable thing they used to do?
Yep.
The backstory. And I guess it probably helps us more because we're in our, you know, early 30s that we grew up watching it. So now we really want to know, wow, that stuff we knew it was a work sort of. But hearing the stories of, matter of fact, the stories are more of the shoot and more of what people should hear than anything.
Yeah.
Hell, that's the way they should go.
No, that's exactly right.
So that's he's on something with that.
Yes. So definitely check us out. Give us a listen. Even if it doesn't fit your politics, at least, you know, sign up for the bonus content on Patreon because that's really, if you're a wrestling fan. And you don't give a shit about politics, sign up for our $10 tier and we'll absolutely give you your money worth. Anyway, Ouch, let's get on to our first segment, which is now our second segment, which used to be the first segment. Now it's the second.
That's bullshit.
It's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, Coach, it's been a long time since you went first. Would you like to go first and let everybody know what your good is this week?
No.
My good? Really? You don't want to go first?
No.
Okay. Any reason why?
No.
Can you please go first?
No.
What if I told you I forgot what my good is and I have to remember it?
Go.
My good. So my wife is pretty remarkable.
My wife. You know, Borat. My wife.
Did I say that like that too?
You're just not. You're formulating yourself into so many different venues you don't even know who you are.
I don't. I really don't.
One day you're gonna start a show and you're gonna be like,
"Hi, I'm Red Robin. By the way, this is my actual voice because I've been emulating so many other characters that I forgot who I was. This is a world that I live in, and my wife just finally told me smooth jazz."
My wife.
Is that what's going to happen?
It could. I wasn't going to sell that, but you may be right.
I might be.
You may be crazy.
You know what? It just may be a lunatic you're looking for, and you sound Australian now. So tell me about my wife.
My wife is pretty remarkable. We have a neighborhood Facebook group.
Pretty comma remarkable or just pretty more remarkable all in one?
She's pretty and remarkable.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So there's that. We have a neighborhood Facebook group from the subdivision that we're in. And unfortunately, our neighbor two houses down lost her mom this week. So my wife...
Where'd she go?
I don't know where she went. Nobody can find her.
She'll turn up.
I mean, they find podcasts before they found her. So.
Dude, I find podcasts wherever they're found. Like, you got to find mothers wherever they're found.
You would think. Yeah. That's not a thing, though. But my wife, being the remarkable person that she is, decided to cook dinner for her family tonight. And brought it over there. And after that, she also brought dinner to another neighbor we have that lives on the corner who lost his wife 2 years ago, and they still haven't found her.
That's a weird neighborhood. Like, you live in a cul-de-sac with, like, people who go missing all the time?
Yeah, it's really weird. Did
they stop looking?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know them personally. I mean, I can ask them if they're still looking, if you want to know.
Was it their favorite dish? And like, your wife was like, "Oh, this guy loved lasagna, so I'm going to get him lasagna." And, like, he'll...
How'd you know it was lasagna?
No
shit. I'm not even kidding. Like,
I know. This wasn't a rehearsed thing.
No, it wasn't rehearsed at all.
I was just thinking of Garfield, really.
We had lasagna, too. So, like, she made enough for, like, three families.
But, and you saved him a bite, is what you did.
No. She literally brought him, like, a big fucking casserole dish of lasagna, and she made him a Caesar salad, and... He doesn't eat a lot because, you know, his wife is still missing and nobody's there to cook for him. So,
did you make the sweet tea? Because I know you can't do that.
No, I've not been allowed to make sweet tea since, you know, like 2001.
For a long time. It was a tragedy. Yeah, I mean, we all know what happened in 2001. It was
Eli still ribs me about that, by the way. That's
deservedly so.
A touchy subject.
So this is good, though. Your wife's making...
No, this is good because my wife is fucking awesome, dude. Like, she's so sweet and nice that she just makes food for, you know, people in the neighborhood that have lost loved ones.
No, but you were so adamant about getting the joke in that you lost the effect of your wife doing a wonderful thing.
What joke?
So now your wife is going to listen to... No, she's not going to listen to
this. What joke? She does not listen. No, she knows I come up to my office to do work, but I don't really tell her what I'm doing up here.
Okay. So she's okay. Oh, okay.
But I'm confused. So, like, what? What joke are you talking about?
Oh, no.
I don't remember saying anything funny. I mean, it's a pretty serious issue of missing people.
No, actually, that's the point. You don't say anything funny. Interpretation is there, but funny? No.
Fair.
That's good on her, man.
Yeah, no, she's a good egg. What do you got for your good?
Did she make eggs too, like deviled eggs?
No, although. Her mom makes really good deviled eggs.
I'm a sucker for deviled eggs. I'm a sucker for deviled eggs and the wonderful gas it brings me like 8 hours later. I'll purposely drink a Heineken having deviled eggs. I'll eat a piece of broccoli. I'll have some non-dairy creamer and a bunch of deviled eggs. just so I have the greatest combo of gaseous skate halls and indalls.
Vince McMahon Vince would be a big fan of that. Vince McMahon loves fart humors and farts in general. Anyway, what do you have for your good, Oaks?
I'll actually talk serious because you won't. The Yankees are in the playoffs. In the playoffs. They're in a one-game freaking do-or-die shit with the hated Red Sox. Do you know about the Red Sox?
I've heard of them.
Yeah, you probably don't know. So, and what's great is the Red Sox are posting up Nathan Eovaldi, who the Yanks have been tattooing. Ex-Yankee, by the way.
Yeah.
Guy throws the ball hard but has the lowest spin rate. You know, I know this shit. He's just not that good lately. He's great against bad teams. He's not good against good teams.
Great in the playoffs, though, from what I've heard.
Well, we don't know. Well, he was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah. 2 years ago. And we have Garrett Cole, who also has sucked since cheating was banned from baseball.
Yeah.
Once they stopped cheating, he started sucking.
And I heard it's so at a place called Fenway Park. I've never really heard of that either, but apparently that's a big deal. I mean, it's a road game, and I also heard that the Yankees
are in the playoffs, man.
Well,
look what happened in '78.
No, that's true. The Yankees' home record was exactly the same as their away record, so literally does not matter where they play this year.
Bad and bad.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what's the word about COVID?
No, I mean it's good that they're in. A fan of this show, Big Ray Hernandez, who is the co-founder of Hameen Media Group, is a huge Yankees fan, and he's been talking shit all year because his friends are Mets fans, and he...
How big is he? Like, huge, like 250 pounds, 270? I'm 225.
Used to be a really big guy, but he lost a lot of weight with Stevie Richards Fitness, which can be found at StevieRichardsFitness.com.
So he's an average-sized fan now.
Yeah, we still call him Big Ray because he has a big dick.
No, he could be Big Ray and have a big dick. He's just, you said he's a huge fan. He's an average-sized fan.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. He's an average-sized fan of the show. But.
So stop false promoting.
He's a giant fan of the Yankees. And he's been picking on the Mets all year because they suck. And then
with good reason.
Then he started,
easy to do, too.
No, it's fair. But, I mean, it's low-hanging fruit, right? It's like picking on the Orioles. Like, nobody's going to
Right. You're right. I get it. It's like picking on the Cape Cobras.
Cape Cobras are horrible. So. He also started talking shit to Red Sox fans, which, I mean, let's break down the fourth wall. I'm a Red Sox fan. I grew up in New England, so I love the Red Sox.
And I'll tell you what, and honestly, we can't say shit since 2004.
Pretty much.
But from the turn of the century until 2003, we fed them your cake, and you ate it like the freaking dirty fat fucks you were.
Yeah, 26 times.
In 2004, shit just changed.
Yeah.
It just changed, and we can't ever get that stigma off.
Fucking Dave Roberts, right?
He freaking stole second.
He was out at second, too. Like, he was out. He was out.
Posada freaking gunned him down.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then...
Yeah, no, I agree.
That was only game six.
That was only game six. No, yeah, I know. And 3-0 in the series. No, I agree. It was the greatest comeback in sports. No,
I meant 3-0 in the series. Yeah. I'm sorry. It was a 3-2 game, I think.
Greatest comeback in the history of sports.
Of course. Which is admirable. And flipped your guys' whole franchise around.
It really did. Then they won in, what, 07, 12, 18, something like that.
Hike.
Anyways.
So, yeah, no, that's why Yankee fans shouldn't say anything, because what have we done?
Well,
we bought a team, won in 09
yeah.
at the new stadium, and hadn't done jack ball since.
And that's
we finally grew a freaking team.
Right.
I'll let you go.
Right, okay.
No, I'm sorry. Yet now we're still freaking doing the same shit. Now we're falling in the same trap of overpaying dumb fucks. Go ahead, buddy.
That's pretty much what I said to him is, like, we'll see you in October. And I said this back in, like, June or July. And then they went on that, 12-13-game winning streak the Yankees did. And he was really talking shit down, like, oh, we're the fucking greatest team, blah, blah, blah. I said,
and then they lost fucking 7 in a row.
And I said, dude, I'll see you in October. So as we're recording this, it's October 4th. The game is tomorrow at Fenway Park. So by the time you guys...
8:08 p.m.
By the time you guys hear this, if you're listening on Friday or after, it really won't matter. I mean, you'll know who won. But being at Fenway Park... Does that give the Red Sox an advantage? Sure. I mean, it's going to be a loud, rowdy crowd.
Huge. Even at 30, what are you, 34,000 people, I think, is only the capacity
roughly
there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Which again, like,
but they're rowdy folk, though.
Like, yeah. No, I get it. It's an old time stadium, and they have the old timey feel. This isn't a knock or anything. You know, stadiums now hold 60, 70, 80,000 people, but at Fenway, it's so cozy. You're so close to the field that the 32,000 people is legit a freaking 60,000 seat stadium for any opposing player.
Yeah, I mean,
and I hate the Red Sox. I hate them. I have to.
I know.
But damn, they're a fucking great franchise.
I don't know what they call their club that they have. It used to be the 406 Club. They changed the name several years, but there's like a real high dollar seating where, you know, behind the glass. And they say that they're closer to home plate in those seats than the pitcher. So people are literally like almost right on top.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But
and 60 feet 6 inches from the pitcher's mat, and yeah, which now again, and now these are factors that come in. Okay, pass ball, it bounces off, it's right back to the catcher. You may not steal.
True,
you know, yeah, you got only a 30 foot bounce.
Yeah, that's true. It, but
it's this is the story.
It is a story, but
the story. So go, and I will let you finish. I promise. It's your guy talking shit, yeah, about the Yankees, who probably knows that the Red Sox are probably the better team. Maybe not for the pitcher, but he's nervous. He's going to talk his smack, and this is the story, and everyone's going to watch, and it's going to be a ratings bonanza. Go, Robert.
It is the two. It's the biggest rivalry in baseball for sure, and maybe of all sports, right? So I mean, college guys will argue about their fucking rivalries or whatever, but whatever. In baseball, it literally is the biggest rivalry. It's the two teams that everybody wants to see go face to face, head to head in a one game playoff. Like, it doesn't get any more tense than that. You know what I mean?
You
so like,
just say Yankees Red Sox. You don't have
that's
to
all
say,
you gotta do. Yeah.
You don't have to say where it is. You don't have to say when it is. I'm right. Not going to miss the Yankees. I remember closing my office early in 03 to go. I had to go watch the Yankees Red Sox in the freaking Don Zimmer game.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Zimmer game because that was, I think, on a weekend, maybe.
That was a Saturday, the game, I think. Yeah.
So, and that was it was Clemens versus Pedro, I think, right?
Yeah.
And but the game before, I'm like, dude, it's 5 o'clock. I'm leaving. I got to go. Game starts at 6. I got to get to – I'm not – or maybe it started at 4. Because remember, the playoffs were staggered still, mm-hmm, too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I got to – let's just cancel. This is terrible. I'm going to blow freaking – you know, here's freaking $1,000 out the window. But yeah, I have to watch the Yankees Red Sox.
Yeah.
Pre-phones and everything.
Right.
Three, but, like, yeah, that's the importance of this shit.
That's absolutely right. So this is a huge game. Like – people, I don't even think people care what happens in the ALDS when it starts on Thursday.
The shame of it is it's a one gamer too.
That's what I hate.
Real shame of it.
Like, that's really what I hate, the fact that they've changed those rules. Like, a 5-game wildcard series was fucking fantastic.
It will be if you get through this little freaking gimmick.
But anyway, that's
the shame of it.
He was talking shit, and I've said for months now, we'll see you in October. It come to light. You know, these two teams are facing each other.
Same record, by the way.
Same too, record, right? Too.
Same exact record.
So other than wanting the Sox to win because I'm a diehard, lifelong fan, I really, really want them to win just to fucking shut Ray up for a whole, you know, for a whole offseason. Like, I just want to fucking stick it to him so hard because he's been talking so much shit. And I've been quiet the whole time. I didn't say shit when they went under fucking Schneid. I haven't said shit to him for 2 months, 3 months, other than
the best way.
We'll see you in October. So I really, really hope that the fucking Red Sox win just to shut him up.
Is that going to shut him up? It sounds like he's going to bring up like the 5-game series we won in 05 or something.
I mean, he might. 27 times, bro. 27. I mean, it's always the same.
I mean, there's always a failsafe.
Right.
You can roll the whole franchise back just to make it feel better.
But. You could. But I mean, I'm really, really hoping that the Sox win just so I can be like, I fucking told you.
I say this so many times, man. Like, I, you know, people who don't watch sports, and be a fanatic, be a fan, do whatever you want. But, like, there's so many feel good moments, so many chill moments. You get the goosebumps when your franchise does something.
Right.
Your franchise, you know, you're a fan of a team that you can't recreate. You cannot replicate that in any other facet.
Agreed.
I feel like, man, if you don't watch sports, even listening, listen, there was times where I wasn't even invested in the game. Like when the Royals beat the Mets and the freaking stadium exploded. Like you get the chills.
Yeah.
You can't replicate that shit.
Well, I mean, I will say this. Yankees have momentum on their side because of the walk-off, you know, which got them into the game. So it was 1-0. I mean, just a fucking blast.
Tyler, I'm pissed off at Tampa for freaking playing so hard.
No, I know. But then Stan just fucking crushing that ball over to Monster from the last time they played, you know, a couple weeks ago.
And staring at, plus it was, you guys were up a little early in the game, and then I think we had a little route,
and you guys made some really shitty fucking boneheaded errors in the field on a foul ball and a fucking pop fly.
Oh, that was everything. Oh my God. You guys dropped one.
Right.
We dropped one.
And, yeah.
Dude, fucking sports.
And then the Sox went up, and then they brought in a fucking reliever. I forgot who it was, and he pitched like shit and got two on, and Stan just fucking crushed the ball.
Theater.
Yeah.
Drama.
Yep.
The story.
Yep.
And it's the same game. They play 162 freaking games every year.
Yeah.
And sure enough, you'll still find a story in it. And that's the problem with wrestling. I'll go back to that.
I mean, it's true. Yeah.
You can't find the damn story. Baseball has not. You lowered the mound. You did the whole freaking, you know, the pitch count, or you have to pitch the three batters. Okay, I get it. The story's the same. The backdrop is the same. But, man, not the story is the same. The setting is the same. The story is still so freaking dramatic.
Yep.
It's amazing how it does. And I really do. I say, like, if you don't watch sports, I know if you're not into it, but, like, there's no way somebody's going to not watch a guy have a bases loaded with two outs in the bottom of the ninth down by two.
Right.
Like, you're even the freaking layman's going to go, oh, shit, this is freaking wild. And then for that second, they're there and gone, but they still watched and they got into it.
Or Jordan fucking faked the dude out of his fucking Nikes, hits the fucking jumper from the free throw line.
Craig Elo against Cleveland?
It was
89 or something?
No, it was the finals against the Jazz.
The Jazz. Oh,
I think Brian Russell might have been. He just faked him out of his Nikes.
I got you.
Hits the fucking jumper from the free throw line, and then they win the fucking championship.
The game after his flu game, I think.
Yes.
What that was.
Yeah. So, I mean, like,
those
are the moments that you'll never forget. Like, you can't get that watching a TV, like your favorite TV show, like The Walking Dead. Like, something fucking great happens, you're not going to just, like, stand from your couch and be like, woo! But,
And then rewind it, like, five times.
Right? Like, no, that shit doesn't happen. But sports, man. Sports is the only thing.
The Tino home run and the freaking Brocious home run in 2001. Like, again, you can hate the Yankees all you want. Those are magical moments. Yeah. And the crowd and the announcer.
Yep.
And the fact that it had never been done in baseball history once with two outs in the bottom of the ninth, but it was done back-to-back nights.
Yep, I know. So, I mean, you can't get that anywhere else.
Anyway, are we on the bad yet?
We're going long.
Oh, this is me. No, I think my thing was
that Yankees was that was playoffs, your good. Right? Yeah, your good was in the playoffs. So we haven't gone anywhere else. Whenever we get into sports, that's when we really go long. That's our passion. So anyway,
plus we know about it and we get it. It's a different fucking thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're bad. Go ahead. Right.
Hold on. My bad. My bad was the Patriots and Bucks game that we talked about that happened on Sunday Night Football this past weekend. Tom Brady broke the all-time yardage record by a quarterback, and they didn't stop the game. They stopped the game for Drew Brees, had a big old fucking celebration, and he cut a fucking promo, and his family was there, and they gave him the ball. Tom breaks the record. They mention it. They put up a flash on the fucking screen at Foxborough at Gillette, and that was it. Whose decision do you think that was? Was it Tom's decision? Like, or he didn't want to stop the fucking game? He just wanted to play? No. Like, does he not give a fuck?
Didn't they do a little celebration beforehand, though? They didn't do, like, no, I mean, not they, before. I mean, before.
It was like a homecoming celebration. Yeah, but I mean, like.
So maybe when, that's what.
That's one of the records that's probably never going to get broken ever again in football. Ever.
No way. No way.
There's no fucking way.
Chance in hell.
Right.
Because that wasn't going to be broken for how many years? And then with the passing game, you know, Breeze was going to be the last guy to hold it.
And then as long as Tom's going to play, he said he could play another fucking 5-6 years. He's going to crush that fucking record. No one's ever going to play long enough to beat it.
This is DiMaggio's hit streak. Basically.
I think it is. And seriously, and to not even give it a fucking thought, like, nope, just fucking move on to the next play. Like, they didn't. I want to know in the coming days, and maybe we can touch base back, you know, touch base next week and see whose decision that was. It might have been Towns' decision to say, we're trying to win this fucking football game. I don't, you know, records are great. You know what I mean? Like, I have every record there is. It's a
fucking, I mean, it was a momentum thing.
It's a right.
Maybe, I mean,
maybe he just wanted to keep the flow of the game going. Didn't want to stop. Maybe Bill said he didn't want to. Like, I don't know.
Did it? Was he up big? I don't even remember now that I think about it. Like,
no, it was like fucking, I don't even know if it was 7-3 at that point. It might have been just like 3-0. So.
No, when Breeze did it.
Oh, when Breeze did it. So I really don't remember, but I know they stopped the game for like fucking 10, 15 minutes.
So, I mean, if they're up, you know, 20-2.
Maybe.
Because, you know, all them safeties, then maybe that's why there was a thing. But
so, I don't remember the particular,
No, that's what I'm saying. So 3-0, like, does Brady want to not have his, I don't know.
He's on a drive, and he's driving down the field.
It's not a Robert Kraft call. It's definitely not a Robert, because Kraft was.
No, Kraft definitely would have done it. It may have been a Tom call. I don't know. But the announcers foreshadowed it, like, you know, we're going to stop the game for like 5-10 minutes. It's, you know, it's not going to be as long as before, but we're going to acknowledge Tom Brady and blah, blah, blah.
In Foxborough.
His family, his parents were there, right? In Foxborough.
Stadium, like.
But maybe Tom said he just wanted to keep driving and want to lose. He was driving down the field. So maybe that was his call, but I do want to find out. But that's my bad, because, like, that's a fucking giant moment that we're never going to see again.
Ever.
And we add Foxborough? Like, what are the fucking odds of that? The first time he ever played against the Patriots in Foxborough, he breaks the all-time passing yardage record, and they don't fucking stop and celebrate it. I mean, that would have been a hell of a moment. I mean, dude, the Patriots fans still love him. They're all wearing number 12s in the fucking crowd, dude. Like, I don't know, man. That should be my ugly, but it's not. But that's a bad, dude. I don't get. We're never going to see that moment ever again.
Sam.
I did.
So do I get to go?
I did send an email again, like twice.
I'll check then.
Why are you not?
Anyway. My bad. And it should be a good. So my quarantine lady, who you met her, I mean, via the camera.
Seen her a couple times.
Four, I think it would be now, right? Technically, I mean.
Yes. I've seen four.
Okay. Yeah. We went to the Yankee game Saturday, and it was, again, this is a diehard situation. We got to freaking win this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the Yankee game, which should be good, but I'm going to give you a ... and leave it at that.
Fair enough.
You go with your ugly.
My ugly. So I have a former friend who's also a gaming streamer. And I don't fucking care to mention his name, but I mean, whatever, I will. His name is Grand Pooh Bear. And I knew when I was going to bring this up to you, you're going to be like, what, Grand Pooh Bah from the fucking Flintstones? Come on, you can't tell me they didn't patch your mind at least once.
No, I was thinking of Pooby from, I forget where.
Okay, well, then I'm wrong. I really thought you were going to go with the Grand Pooh Bah route, but no, that's fine. Anyway, he is a liberal. I mean, a liberal. Lives in Portland. Apparently didn't give a fuck that his city was burning for fucking 6 to 8 months last year. He plays a game online called Grand Theft Auto 5. There is an online roleplay server where, you know, the game is modified. You can play with friends online. You make your own character and all that. His character was called Mick Flair with an M. It was a parody of Ric Flair.
Oh, really?
In light of the recent events and why Ric Flair wasn't here tonight to do the top five.
Oh, right.
With the Dark Side of the Ring thing. Grand Pooh Bear put out a warning before one of his episodes on his YouTube page. YouTube.com/Grand Pooh Bear. I'll put him over. He's got great content. But he puts up this warning message beginning saying, Mick Flair was a parody of wrestling legend Ric Flair, blah, 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 blah. In light of recent events, something.
Oh, he's like downplaying him now.
I'm like, shit. Recent events, it was 25 years ago, but whatever. Semantics. He's changing the name of his character, will no longer, you know, reference Mick Flair ever again, blah, 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 blah.
Rick Moley.
Yeah, I don't even know. Maybe. I haven't seen his next episodes, but. It's a very popular series he's been doing. He's been doing it for like 6 to 8 months now. And all of a sudden, because of this one fucking thing, he's going to snowflake out and say, I can't even do the parody of Ric Flair, which is called Mick Flair.
Does anyone even know who he is? Like, to even warrant, like, such a cancel thing? Like,
with video gamers, I don't know. I don't know. But he's not playing Ric Flair. He's obviously doing a parody of called and Mick Flair. Like, who cares? Like,
if your name was Marles Chanson, okay, maybe you should. Right. But, like...
Dude, anyway, but because of what's happened with...
But that's awful.
That's awful. Stupid. So, like, the character his fans have invested in watching his channel for 6 to 8 months now is going to be completely different because of what happened to Ric Flair.
He's trying to be so noble about
it. Like, he's trying to fucking virtue signal. Guy.
Like,
right.
He's trying to forget. Right. Yes, exactly. Like, that's just...
SJW dude, bullshit, dude.
We know you're not affiliated with him. We right. know you're not, like you're... Oh,
you're not saying he's the greatest fucking wrestler in the history of the world. Like, it's fucking Mick Flair. He does woo.
You already used him to begin with. Now you're going to unuse him because he's not good enough. Like, dude,
this is what I hate about this fucking society. This is where
people just overthink. It's not, and that's fine. Let him remember, most people on both sides like to follow, and they like to follow the leader. And me, I don't need a leader. That's the thing.
No, we're all leaders in our own right.
Person doesn't do. We're all leaders in our own right.
Right.
Free people don't need leaders. I don't need a ruler. I don't need someone to tell me. Everybody go read Lysander Spooner. Just read some of his stuff.
Yes, and then you'll absolutely. Learn.
And then you won't have to freaking deal with dumb people who want to change their fucking screen name because of some dumb shit that didn't involve them.
Had nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with them all. I never even mentioned Ric Flair once in the show.
That is fucking
show.
Dumb, though. No, I think that's stupid. A good bad. A good ugly, I mean.
But what really pisses me off is... Look... Ric Flair, there's no proof that he did it. It's he said, she said, right? I'm not going to downplay the situation. I'm not going to say it didn't happen. Maybe it did.
Woman was clearly affected by it.
Absolutely.
And Ric Flair did do something.
He did some fucked up shit in his career. Like, there's a lot of shit that we don't even know about, I'm sure, right?
And it's
he's a serial flasher.
It was a bad situation. That's all it was. And...
But we knew about his escapades, right? Like, maybe we didn't know he made her touch his fucking dick.
She didn't. But that's what I'm saying. Nobody's downplaying what this woman is saying. This shit happened. It's not like it didn't.
But for a video game streamer to change a character of a parody that he did because of Ric Flair, who they have no association with whatsoever.
Like, if Flair got arrested and, like, they put him in cuffs and they said, like, use what you did to this person and blah, 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 which... should it have happened? Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But right. It didn't. And it doesn't mean it didn't affect this woman. But him changing his name does not help this woman at all.
It doesn't.
Like, she's not going to go, thank God.
Oh, thank God he did that, right?
Thank God Mick Flair is now fucking, Rick Moley on fucking Twitch or whatever. Because
right.
I feel so much better.
And
are you fixing?
I know he's running a business, and the way people are nowadays, he may have had some people offended, like, how could you fucking keep that name or whatever? And he didn't want to lose followers, or that's money out of his pocket. His full-time job is being a streamer and a YouTube content creator. So, I mean, I kind of see that, but fuck, man. This is how far this cancel culture has gone.
He'd have a better name than that from the get-go, so clearly true. He's not doing that much. No, sorry.
Fair enough.
Sorry, freaking Schmick Rare.
Anyway, that's my ugly.
Fuck him. Send him that part.
Okay, I will. What do you got?
You know the game I went to?
Yeah. Oh, is that the dot?
Lost 12 to 2.
That's the dot, dot, dot from the band. Yep. Yeah.
12 to 2. 12 to 2. They were down. I said to my quarantine lady, because we're first base line, Yankee side, and I said, you see that short porch? We're going to see three big home runs hit right there in that porch. I'm thinking Judge is going yard, Stanton's going yard, and then maybe freaking, Glaber's going to poke one opposite field. Instead, Brandon Lowe hit three freaking dingers, driving in seven runs, two-run homer. All right, first two pitches were awful pitches. The last pitch was a nasty slider, and he freaking roped it, and he porched it. And you could hear it. We were so close, you can hear it. Much like in Major League 2 when Harry Doyle says, here's the pitch. Oh, shit. Every time he hit the ball, I said, oh, shit.
Yeah.
12-2. Yeah, the national anthem was amazing, and then the game started. It's almost like what they make fun of the Warrior for, and they say, and the match started, even though the crowd was still going nuts, and the only people that didn't know he wasn't good were the announcers and the people in the back. But the crowd did. That means he could still work. Fuck. Trying to tie a wrestling thing in. That was the ugly. 12-2. Gio Urshela, leadoff triple in the fifth. They don't even force him home. Leadoff triple. Two pop-outs and a ground out. Great job, guys.
When's the last time you got forced home?
I think I was forced home just today, actually, when I left the house. They were like, dude, you don't need to be out here. You don't want to get lost.
Hey, Ouch. Say something funny.
Something funny? Like in question form or?
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of the Main Event, number 177. This has been a pretty good show, Ouch.
No, it hasn't.
No, you're right.
I just think about we were at 169, and I got such a kick out of it, and here we are. How many shows later? My God.
6 to 8 shows later, yeah. I thought our second segment, which used to be the first, was actually pretty good. We got into sports talk, and we really just kind of got, you know, into the fucking, you know.
The meat and potatoes of shit,
yeah, the balls and the
the balls in the ass, man. I gotcha. The taint and the swap.
So I thought it was good. I thought top five sucked, but I thought our second segment was good, and then now we got this fucking, you know, this intellect guy. So
he's nice, so it's fine.
He is really nice, but fuck, man, he like rambles on about the same.
Almost like getting his diabetes nice a little bit.
Yeah, like, I mean, he just rambles on about, like, how much I love Ocho and Eli and Rad Rob. And
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with, look, everybody needs their ass stroked a little bit.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Here's...
Well, me.
With...
The intellect of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable!
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, hello, friends. I'd like to welcome y'all back after a vacation that we all took. All of us at this great, great podcast hosted by the great radicalized Robert, Rob. Of course, our the great doctor, Dr. Ocho, just a fine, fine physician, I'm sure. And of course, the other guy, my good great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity to present to you, well, the Intellect of the Week, hosted by, well, me. And I'd like to go in and give the Intellect of the Week to a baseball organization. I mean, there's all kinds of organizations that won their divisions, you know, like the White Sox won their division in the Central and the American League. And of course, in the East, the Tampa Bay Rays, that they won it. And of course, the Houston Astros, that they won their division. And I'd like to go ahead and give the Astros the Intellect of the Week for going ahead and winning the division this weekend and avoiding that pesky wild card game where the Red Sox and Yankees are involved now. Had they won their division, of course, that they wouldn't have to deal with this pesky wild card game. But it should be fun. I mean, they have the great Gerrit Cole, and apparently not Mr. Sale won't be pitching for the Red Sox. But it should be okay. It should be a fine game to see who gets to play the Tampa Bay Rays, and it should be a fantastic playoffs. And of course, you have the 100 plus. Winning the LA Dodgers have to play that pesky wild card game because they just couldn't beat the Giants in their division. So it should be fun had by all. And of course, I'd like to go ahead and reintroduce the Intellects of the Week this week, the Houston Astros, for avoiding that pesky wild card game. And once again, I'd like to thank the people that run this podcast. Of course, Radicalized Robert, Rob. The fine Dr. Ocho, who's, I'm sure, just a fine doctor. And of course, my good, great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity. And we'll see you again next week, friends.
Now, look, this is a shoot, brother. I do not listen to Intellect of the Week until I play it right here for you and I to listen to. So I didn't pre-screen it at all. So the fact that we actually talked about playoff baseball and the good, bad, and ugly, and then his Intellect of the Week has to do with playoffs and the Astros, that's kind of funny how that worked out. Let me ask you this, Oach. Nine games. Nine games is what the Red Sox and Yankees finished from first place. 162 games were played in the regular season, as you mentioned. So many things could have gone differently. I don't believe in fate or destiny or any of that, but I mean, like, what are the odds that it's the fucking Red Sox and the Yankees for a one-game playoff, with, right? Like
a bad bounce, a pass ball,
anything.
A game-winning home run.
Yes.
Like, so many, it's like the law of averages legit took place.
Yep. Yep. It's just, and, it's mind-blowing to me that the two hated rivals are coming down for their playoff lives in one game, which anybody
Braves,
can win.
What'd the Braves win? 86 games, 87 games, something like that?
Something 88 like, maybe? Yeah, like, less than yeah, I agree.
So it's also luck of the draw, too, at times.
Nope. That's absolutely right. But that, I mean, like,
but you know, yeah, no, just of all the things, like
of the, all the things, Sox, dude.
The Yanks,
yeah.
Same record, same freaking.
If Stanton doesn't hit that fucking
tiebreaker, I think, right?
Yeah, is what it I was? Think so. Yeah, but Stanton didn't hit that fucking 3-run dinger, and the Sox close out that game.
Oh, Toronto might be in then, and the Yanks are out.
Yeah, it could. It's just literally.
I don't know the math. Or Seattle, maybe, or I think Toronto. Toronto was out by a game.
I think so. Literally, hundreds of scenarios or situations could have gone differently. But now we have the Sox.
Just yesterday, though, even right. That just yesterday.
If he didn't have the walk-off dinger to fucking win the game, right? And the only game of the series.
Yeah.
If the Sox didn't lose two fucking games to the Orioles, the worst goddamn team in baseball, dude. Who fucked them up in what 2011 as well?
It's the that was the game. Wasn't that the final game of the season?
Final game of the season.
Yankees were up like 7-0 against the Rays.
Yeah.
They lost. Orioles hit a home run. Yankees lost on a game winner. Yankees still made the playoffs, I think.
Yep,
they did. But it was somebody got bounced. There was like 10 different. It was actually legit called the wackiest game of day in baseball history.
Yeah.
With, like, I think the Angels beat somebody.
There's, like, five different scenarios of, like, who would have made the fucking playoffs. But, yeah.
Theater, drama, the script is the same, but the drama is so beautiful. The theater is so beautiful. They know how to do it. Man, oh, man. If you don't know what's going on, you're not going to understand it. But, like, just to watch sports and understand. Yeah, now that's a fun, fluky thing by the fun guy here.
The fun guy. He has a name, by the way.
Wait, what is his name? Positive guy? What is his name? The intellectual guy?
I don't know. We never asked him what his name is.
Could be Fred, for all we know.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho at
The DR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.